Over the course of this past month, we have examined the scriptures in regards to the matter of the home or the family unit. We have looked at God's design for the home, the issue of marriage, divorce, remarriage, the roles of men and women and even children within the home. And in the closing days of this month, our attention has turned from the earthly or the temporal or physical family to that of the spiritual family, in that the church is also a family where true New Testament Christians are in fact siblings, brothers and sisters in Christ. What we need to understand now is that you too can have a part in the spiritual family of God. Concerning Jesus, John writes in John 1 and verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." The true believer, Jesus gave the right, the privilege, the authority to be a part of the family of God. Well, time will not allow us to give proper definition to what it means to receive Jesus or what a true believer is. I will say that the scriptures are very clear on this subject, and to truly believe and receive him is more than simply saying the sinner's prayer or somehow accepting him into our heart. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, he said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" If you desire to know for sure that you are a part of the family of God, or if you desire to know how to become a part of his glorious family, I would encourage you to contact us here at the Kansas Expressway congregation so that we might assist you in this manner. There is no greater opportunity or privilege given to man than to have a part in the family of God. Please don't let this opportunity pass you by. We'll close with the words of the Apostle Paul as he wrote to true believers in Ephesians 2 and verse 19. He says, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household or the family of God."